And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 24th of August, 2010. It's the birthday of Howard Zinn, born Brooklyn, 1922, author of A People's History of the United States, which has sold over a million copies, still sells about 100,000 each year. Howard Zinn, who died of a heart attack just this last year at the age of 87 in Santa Monica. He was on a lecture tour. Howard Zinn, who said last year, "I think it's very important to bring back the idea of socialism into the national discussion to where it was at the turn of the last century, before the Soviet Union gave it a bad name. Socialism had a good name in this country. Socialism had Eugene Debs. It had Clarence Darrow. Socialism basically said, hey, let's have a kinder, gentler society. Let's share things." It's the birthday of the essayist Max Beerbohm, born in London, 1872. He was famous for his caricatures of famous people and his book, A Christmas Garland. Max Beerbohm, who lived in Italy for 50 years, never learning to speak Italian. It was 4 years ago today that Pluto was demoted from being a planet. It was at the annual meeting of the International Astronomical Union, the IAU, a group of about 10,000 astronomers from around the world. The meeting was in Prague, and by the final day, most of them had headed back to their home countries. 424 members remained, and on this day in 2006, these 424 voted on a new definition for the term planet, under which Pluto no longer qualified, and it became reclassified as a dwarf planet, of which there are hundreds, but now there are only 8 planets in our solar system. Here's a poem for today by Gary Soto, entitled Ode to the Yard Sale. A toaster, a plate of pennies, a plastic rose staring up to the sky. It's Saturday, and two friends, merchants of the salvageable heart, are throwing things onto the front lawn, a couch, a beanbag, a table to clip poodles on, drawers of potato mashers, spoons, knives that signaled to the moon for help. Rent is due. It's somewhere on this lawn, somewhere among the shirts we've looked good in, taken off before we snuggled up to breasts that almost made us gods. It'll be a good day because there's much to sell, and the pitcher of water, blue in the shade, clear in the light, with the much-handled scotch, the color of leaves falling at our shoes, will get us through the afternoon rush of old ladies, young women on their way to becoming nurses, bachelors of the twice-dipped tea bag. It's an eager day. Wind in the trees, laughter of children behind fences. Surely people will arrive with handbags and wallets to open up coffee pots and look in, weigh pans in each hand and prop hats on their heads and ask, how do I look? Foolish to most, beautiful to us. And so they come, poking at the clothes, lifting salt and pepper shakers for their tiny music, thumbing through old magazines for someone they know, as we sit with our drinks and grow sad that the ashtray has been sold, a lamp, a pillow, the fry pans that were action-packed when we cooked, those things we threw so much love on day after day, sure they would mean something when it came to this. Ode to the Yard Sale by Gary Soto from his new and selected poems, published by Chronicle Books and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, producers of poetry everywhere, a new series of films featuring contemporary poets. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by our technical director, Thomas Schweitzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch. And here's a note to all our friends around the country who've been talking about coming to St. Paul and seeing the show someday. A good time would be the season opener, September the 25th, that whole weekend, in fact. We've put together a package for out-of-towners. In honor of F. Scott Fitzgerald's birthday, we'll have a cruise on the Mississippi, walking tours around Fitzgerald's neighborhood, and a brunch on Sunday. One simple travel package that includes two nights lodging plus tickets to the live broadcast and the street dance and meatloaf supper Saturday night. Space is limited, just 250 folks. More details at prairiehome.org.